Listen up, music fans. It's time for Sound Gaze with your host, Doug Nunnally.
11 a.m. and this is Sound Gaze on WDCE 90.1 FM Richmond. Doug here, and we've got a great edition for you today. Davey Jones from local music blog You Hear That will be on in about a half hour to spend most of the show with us talking about his blog and musical tastes, as well as playing some of his favorite tracks from this year. Davey's got his songs locked down, but outside of that, if there's anything you want to hear, let me know by calling the studio at 804-289-UR90. That's 804-289-8790. To start off today's show, we're going to go to the band that made Richmond appear in national news this week, Foo Fighters. My wife Sarah and I were on hand to witness the complete glory of that show, and it was unbelievable. Check out my review for the show for RVA Magazine by going to rvamag.com, but for now, let's hear a track from their 2005 double album, In Your Honor. Here's Hell. This stage, I'm in a place I've never been. Show you everything. That was The Strokes with Two Kinds of Happiness from their divisive 2011 album Angles. Up next, let's hear some new music from Sia from her album out this year, A Thousand Forms of Fear. The best song on that album is easily Chandelier, but since I'm sure everyone's heard it 100 times now, let's play another gem from the record. On WDCE 90.1 FM, this is Hostage.
Just hug you. steam. Get in that house and waste some energy.
Leaky windows
and no insulation.
Wherever energy gets wasted, the energy hogs are there. Go to energyhog.org for energy saving tips and lots of hog busting games.
Energyhog.org. That's it.
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Before the break was Brooklyn High Five Rockers' Fang Island with Sisterly from their 2012 album Major. Coming up at 11:30, we'll have Davy Jones from You Hear That, but for now, let's do the Frusciante Song of the Week. This is a song from the only release of his to not feature synthesizers in any form, and is an extremely stripped-down song with some great raw elements. From the DC EP, this is A Corner on WDCE 90.1 FM.
July 4th in New York City.
To the surprise of most of you liking that song, that was Yoko Ono with O from the 1992 six-album collection entitled Ono Box. Up next, let's hear some new music from the English band The History of Apple Pie. From their sophomore album coming out later this month, Feel Something, you're listening to WDCE 90.1 FM, and here is Jemmy Vu.
Thank you. unfinished business, a modern piece of glasswork. Down on the corner that you walk each day in passing, the elderly sales clerk won't ask with suspicion. The whole of motor corporation's giving its permission.
Listening to Sound Gaze. Here's your host, Doug Nunnally.
That song was White Sky by Vampire Weekend before the break from their 2010 album Contra. Fantastic album. Right now, though, we've got Davy Jones from You Hear That, a great, my favorite local music blog. Absolute favorite. What's going on, Davy?
What's going on? Thanks for having me.
You got a lot of music to talk about. We've got a lot of music to play. I love your playlist. I'm not going to spoil it for everybody, but like it's great. And some of them like I hadn't even heard before, and one of them I hadn't heard in like at least 10 years.
Oh, I'm curious to hear.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about You Hear That. We'll talk a lot more about that in later after the first song we play. But I definitely want to hear some. You know, like how did you start the blog?
You know, I think it was back in 2011, and it sort of came out of nowhere. I had gone to South by Southwest for work, and when I came back, the creative energy there was just so cool, and all these people with so much initiative. I was like, you know, I gotta do something, and I just posted this song by The Weeknd, the Abel Tesfaye's R&B group, and it just sort of went from there, and you know, it's been a really interesting learning experience.
Yeah, I think what makes your blog the most interesting out of all the local music blogs is that you, of anybody, you know, I feel like especially your playlist today, you definitely listen to new music too, but you have a deep appreciation of older stuff before, and I think that fuels your appreciation of new music too.
Yeah, one sort of the two hands sort of interact because I've gotten really into older soul music and collecting vinyl lately, and a lot of that has to do with I have my Matthew E. White shirt on today, and a lot of that has to do with you know, starting to appreciate some of his influences when I heard his music. So I think, you know, listening to old stuff and listening to new stuff, it's sort of two sides of the same coin, which is fun.
Sure. Well, we'll get into a lot more. I mean, I've got a lot of questions to ask. I think it's going to be a great conversation. But let's go ahead and play a song right now. Davey picked this great song from a Virginia Beach singer, Natalie Prass. It's phenomenal. I think it just came out in June. It's new.
Single came out. The LP hasn't come out.
Yeah. This is Bird of Prey by Natalie Prass, and you're listening to WDCE 90.1 FM. I never said I didn't want you knocking on my door. Great song by Natalie Press there. So we're still here with Davy Jones from You Hear That. And if you want to check out his blog while we're talking, his blog is youhearthat.wordpress.com. Fantastic. Fantastic. So I guess one of my big questions would be, what is your favorite thing that you've written for your blog?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. You know, the things that I like writing most are the things that are sort of more personal essays than they are just reviews or something like that. So it's tough to, I don't know if I'd point anything out in particular. I wrote the other day about my wife and I just had a baby, and I wrote about the experience of you know, being sort of holed up at home after you have a baby, and how much it means to me that we have a record collection there that we can share with her. And you know, part of having a nest for a baby when you have a kid is, you know, all the things that you have in the house, and you know, that was neat. That was something that I enjoyed writing about.
Cool. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you go to that Toots Hibbert concert at Friday Cheers, and did you write about that?
I did.
That was a great article.
That was a really, it was a tough experience, and I'll never forget the feeling walking out of that show, because I was actually videotaping that show. And I heard that song, and so I have on my iPhone, you know, a video of that bottle hitting him, and you can hear it. I mean, you can hear the bottle hit his head, and then, you know, the sort of feeling of shame when everybody was walking out is something I'll never forget. And so I think writing about it for me was trying to channel that shame into something positive, and trying to say, you know, we're a good music community, and this just isn't us.
Yeah, and I appreciate that too, because I think most people's sentiments were just like they were at a loss for words, and it was more like, I can't believe this is happening, yeah. Richmond, like, what are you doing, stuff like that. Whereas yeah. you went like the opposite way, and were just like, we're not that city. This was horrible, but we're not that city.
Well, and you know, he was playing Country Roads for crying out loud. I mean, you just can't let that song. You have to redeem that song. I love that song so much. Yeah.
So I guess what do you try to get across when you're, well, actually a better question. What do you tend to write about? Just what you're listening that week, or just, do you have like little bullet points that's like, oh, I got to write about this next week?
Yeah. It's funny. It's all sorts of stuff. I keep a Google, doc with stuff that I want to write about, but it's usually, when I listen to something and I'm just listening to it. You know, I'll try to find what's really special about it, because, you know, I like writing to you know, writing sort of personal essays, but part of that is, you know, I want to bring to light whatever it is about a band or a song that really makes it special,
mm-hmm.
and that's really exceptional about it. And so, you know, I'll spend a while listening, and when I find that thing, you know, you sort of trace back what it is about a song that really made you like it in the first place. And when I can find that starting point, that's when I'll say, okay, I found it. Now I can start writing about it.
Is there any kind of topics that you have actively tried not to talk about on your blog?
You know, if there's something that I listen to and I don't particularly like it, I just, you know, I tend not to write about it. And that's not to, you know, there's lots of stuff that I love and that I just don't get a chance to write about, especially right now. But you know, I know that there's value in negative criticism. You know, the act of, you know, picking apart a piece of music, I think that's a constructive experience, whether you're saying good things about it or bad things about it. But, you know, for me, you know, there's just so much good music out there. There's just, yeah. you know, in the past, in the present, it's just hard to justify spending, you know, 5 or 6 hours writing 1,000 words about something
you
don't like.
Yeah.
You know.
I think that's a great point too, because like they're like, and I get that, like, you know, writers for Pitchfork and whatnot, like that's their job to review all these albums, and they're not going to like all those albums too. But like, you're right. Why are you spending 6 hours telling me you don't like a record? Like, you don't need to.
I have a sort of running back and forth with my brother-in-law who's loves music, has a really great ear for music, and plays in bands in Chicago, and he. You know, we'll talk about it, and he's usually sort of the voice of reason, saying there really is a point to you know, picking apart a song, even if it's negative, because there's, his point is that you can learn things about a song or a band or an album in a negative review that you wouldn't have learned.
Oh,
about
no.
It.
Yeah.
And even if you're sort of on the other side of that, other side of that opinion, you can learn something that might even make you like it even more.
No, and you're right too. And I think a lot of times too, like spending the time listening to stuff that you're not necessarily going to like or whatnot will make you appreciate other types of music. Cause you might hear a song like a club music, like a, you know, an EDM song that, mm-hmm. you know, you don't like EDM, but you heard something in there that was really cool. And then later on you heard somebody apply that concept to a rock song and it's like, this is it. And like, I think that's what's really cool about music in 2014 is everybody's borrowing from all mm-hmm. these genres more than any time in musical history. But if you're not listening, if you're only listening to one type of music mm-hmm. that you're just pigeonholing yourself, you're not going to really grasp what's great.
Yeah. I mean, there's just such an incredible landscape out there. And if you're not sort of pushing your own envelope, and yeah, and that includes listening to older stuff and the, you know, the weird records that you find yeah. at Goodwill that you bought for a dollar just because they had a weird cover. You know, there's just so much neat stuff out there, and it's worth trying it all.
So talk about vinyl a lot. Mm-hmm. I love vinyl as well, even though I had to like put like a cap on my spending. I think
yeah.
everybody does. But
yeah.
what's your favorite local vinyl store?
Oh, I like all of them. I have to tell you, we're not to spoil too much, but one of the bands that I put on the list today is Fox, and I have right now on order at BK Music on the south side of Forest Hill. I just love that place, and Bill the owner is a really great guy, and he has a copy of that behind the counter right now, so I might try to get over there today actually to go get it. But I love BK. That's actually my my store that I always go to for record store day. You know, I'll line up and try to get stuff there. So.
Cool. Well, we're gonna play a song now. We'll get back more with Davey Jones. He's gonna be on for the next about hour, talking a lot more about his blog, his musical taste, Fallen Fest, because we were both there and it was phenomenal. But for now, let's play a song from a North Carolina band, Sylvan Esso, from their 2014 self-titled album that just came out. I feel like it came out this summer as well.
Yeah, it was earlier this year. Yeah.
This is Wolf, though, and it's a fantastic song, and you are listening to WDCE 90.1 FM.
The modern world, he's kinder, but see him weep. It's a reminder, don't wear no suits, we're talking t-shirts, see how he glides, makes women shiver, bending over, just like his father. But no birds or beasts does he eat. He only wants a tender me, and all the sounds he makes them speak under all different patterns of sheets, colors blind, oh dopamine. And she looked so good when they were last seen. Modern world dripping in all the lives they took. You going home, try to wash them off, but when he shaves, he hears them call.
Understanding your finances is a key to a strong financial future. Don't be the one who gets left behind. Visit feedthepig.org for tools and tips to get started on the path to financial stability. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
That was Fox. I think they're from Wisconsin. Alternative folk.
Ooh, I'm not sure.
I think they're from Wisconsin, but that's a great song. It's evil. It's off their self-titled record, which you said you're going to go pick up after this.
Maybe today.
Hopefully today. Yeah. I wanted to talk to you about our Richmond music, because we were talking really a little bit about the Richmond community when we were talking about that Toots incident. But talk to me about what do you feel about the Richmond community for music?
Well, for me, when I started this blog, I didn't intend for it to be, a local. It didn't start out with that intended purpose, and the quality of Richmond music really snuck up on me, and I didn't know much about Richmond music at all until I went to University of Richmond from 2001 to 2005, and then afterwards I started going to DJ Williams shows at Cafe Diem.
Oh, I used to go there all the time too.
Oh my god! And it was like the skies were opening up or something like that, because I just did not. It's one of those things where, and I think there's probably a common experience when people discover how much good music is in their town. It's like you go to a place, those shows were free, you walk in, and you're just like, how did I not pay? I don't know, $20, $25, $30 to see this. How can I come every single week and see this for free and just be blown away every single time?
That's kind of like when Cafe Diem, I haven't been since they went out of business, so I don't know if they changed the format up of the inside or whatnot, but I love the setup that they had there, because it's such an intimate stage, because it's 2 inches off the ground, and they're right there in front of you, and DJ Williams was there all the time, because he also used to run an open mic that I used to go to, so he was there three times a week, and he's just phenomenal.
Well, and I had a chance to interview Todd Harrington, and that's one of the things, he's the bass player for DJ Williams, and that's one of the things he said about those Cafe Diem nights, is the feeling of community and how smushed in everybody was in that back room, or in the back part of the room. And since then, I think one of the first other bands that I started to listen to a couple years after that was White Laces, and when I wrote about them at first, I remember saying something like it's like stepping on a live wire or something like that you didn't know was laying on the ground. You get just shocked by how quality it is, how much of a connection that you have with it, because it's coming from the same place where you live.
Yeah.
And I mean, from there, it's just grown and grown to all sorts of other bands.
So what other types of bands in the area would you classify as your favorites? And I know there's probably a lot.
Black Girls, I love. They put out just an amazing Claire Sinclair album. Just amazing. No BS, seeing No BS for the first time, No BS Brass Band for the first time was amazing. I love Todd Harrington when he gets to perform his Things album, and he does a Monday night show with Mekong Express and the Get Fresh Horns at Mekong.
I think it's Mekong that. Actually. I don't know.
But one of the bands that's come up or that I've started listening to more lately is Sleepwalkers, and that Greenwood Shade album is just outstanding. And it's just Claire Morgan. I got to see for the first time recently, and I was just blown away by them. I mean, it just seems like there's something new comes up every other week. And I'm leaving out tons of Matthew White. I mentioned before is one of my favorite musicians. Period. So
cool. Well, we're gonna play a song from Sleepwalkers now, and you mentioned Greenwood Shade is a phenomenal record, and everybody. I think that's kind of got to be the runaway pick for a Richmond album of the year. Everybody's just raving about it. Ever since it came, first week it came out, people were just talking about it being the absolute best. And it is phenomenal. And it also does put, Richmond music, it raises that bar a lot, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and one of the things I like about it, and Black Girl's most recent album does this, too. It pulls in a lot of different influences in a way that shows you that these are people who are real students of music, and who know a ton about music, and they can incorporate influences in a way that's both personal and it's just really exciting.
Cool. Well, let's hear a track from Sleepwalkers from Greenwood Shade. The album came out just this summer, a few months ago, and this is Hurricane on WDCE 90.1 FM. Thank you.
Listen up, music fans. It's time for Sound Gaze with your host, Doug Nunnally.
Noon here at WDCE 90.1 FM Richmond, and you are listening to the second hour of Sound Gaze. With me still is Davey Jones from Local Music Blog. You hear that. We've got a lot more music coming your way, and we're going to talk to him a lot more about stuff like Fall Line Fest, 2014 music, his brooding family, and their musical tastes. But let's kick off the hour with a track from a Boston indie rock band that Davey picked out, Pretty and Nice, from their 2013 album Golden Rules for Golden People. On WDCE, this is Yonkers. Still here with Davey Jones from You Hear That, and I want to talk to him about Fall Line Fest, because we were actually both there. It was a great two-day weekend full of shows. So what did you get to see at Fall Line Fest?
I only did the Friday pass. That was my night out of the house for that weekend, and I went to the, I think it's called the November Theater. It's the Repertory Theater on Broad Street. Mm-hmm. and I stayed there for I got there before Landlady, got to see Landlady, And then after that, Matthew E. White played. And the next place I went to the Broadberry because a coworker of mine had just given me, on the way out of work that day, we were talking about Fall Line Fest, and she gave me the CD for Key Theory. I think it's K-I Theory. And so he was playing at the Broadberry sort of after Matthew E. White. And so I went over there, and it was really, really cool. And I couldn't stay out too late. But right as I was paying my check, and it's sort of this, industrial sounding, electronic sounding, music, a lot of it's really menacing. It's really cool. There's like flashing lights, the drummer and like smoke machine. I mean, the whole thing was great. And I'm paying my check. And then, I hear him doing a cover of Stand By Me, and it was
industrial version.
Yeah,
right?
It was just he took and it's on the album. I think the album's called Kitty Hawk, and he took a song that's defined by, something that feels comforting, and he took it and made it sound so menacing, and I just thought that was so cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. I really want to talk about Landlady, mostly because, for my sake, I feel like that is one of the things I missed out on. That is the thing I missed out on. There were a bunch of bands on Saturday, so I feel like Saturday had the more stacked schedule, as opposed to like you really had to make some difficult choices and go to like three venues to see everything you should. But Friday, I was pretty happy with my choices, except for the fact that, and I had slept on Laden Lady too. Like, I'd heard some of their stuff, but I was like, it's good, but I don't know if it's going to be good. But then, people were coming to the National after Landlady and just raving about it. And then the next day, Saturday, I swear to God, every, like, one out of five people at the National was wearing a Landlady shirt. They probably
cool.
made their year salary in t-shirt sales.
It's funny you say that. I saw somebody at Kroger with Landlady shirt on that Saturday, yeah. I mean, it was a really, really great show, and I think they're an incredible band, and I had gotten really, really into that Upright Behavior album, and mm-hmm. I actually I pre-ordered it on Bandcamp, got the record in, and I've never done this before, but I took the record with me to the show
to get it signed,
and the lead singer was standing at the merch table, so I got him to sign it. One of the percussionists was standing at the merch table the next time I was there, so I got him to sign it. I ended up chasing members of the band around the venue game with a Sharpie.
To get everybody.
And there was nothing dignified about that. It was not, it was really like sort of fanboy. But I mean, that's how good this album is.
People who think, though, that like music fans like us, especially if you're going to like... especially vinyl collectors, just vinyl collectors in general, if they think that you have dignity to some degree, you are sadly mistaken.
Yeah, it all goes out the window when you're sitting on the ground at Goodwill in your work pants, flipping through records as quick as you can so you can get back to work over your lunch break.
Well, let's hear a track from Landlady from that album you were talking about, Upright Behavior, which everybody's raving about from this year. You are listening to WDCE 90.1 FM, and this is The Globe.
Cut a piece of Northern Idaho, lay it down under the microscope. How can I know what grows unless I see it close? Been staring at the globe too long. Put the pieces back together wrong. It's the modern age. Spinning out of control, heading towards a black hole, living under stars. Who knows how far we are from home. We are from home. We are home. Nobody's gonna take away the opportunity for me to say
spinning out of control, heading towards a black hole, living under stars. Who knows how far we are from home? We are from home. We are home.
Safely is just a click away. Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat for more information. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's about to rain. I got two small kids and I'm late on the rent. Wife's been 2 weeks to the day. Day, 2 weeks to the, 2 weeks to the day. Well, the sun came out, but it was cold as hell. My fingers were as numb as my mind. From behind, shooing them up, shooing them up from behind.
I'm a dead dog lying on the sidewalk, another victim of the mortgage bubble pop, waiting on the other shoe to drop. At the house next down, got a head full of auburn curls. I seen her standing in the mud with a baseball glove, spitting at the other girls, spitting at the other girls. Well, here she comes in the afternoon, some apples and a pack of reds. She bathes my babies and she reads me to sleep. Nothing much ever gets said. Nothing much ever gets, nothing much ever gets said. But every now and then I get evil. I'm ashamed in the shadow of the steeple. I'm a lunatic looking through a keyhole. I hit my kids, but I don't mean to. I'm a dead dog lying on the sidewalk, another victim of the mortgage bubble pop, waiting on the other shoe to drop. Turned off, Judge Johnny from across the street. Had some calls last night, something didn't look right. Grab your things, you better come with me. Accusations in a room with a neon light. She said, don't you pay us no mind. All we ever shared was a loneliness. He and I was two of a kind. He and I was two. Was two of a kind. But every now and then I get evil. I'm ashamed in the shadow of a steeple. I'm a lunatic looking through a keyhole. I hit my kids, but I don't mean to. I'm a dead dog lying on the sidewalk, another victim of the mortgage bubble pop.
That was Charleston duo Shovels and Rope with Evil from their 2014 album Swimming Time. So you actually picked two songs named Evil from this year.
Yeah,
that's crazy. And then you sent me the list of what you wanted to have played. I was like, oh man, there's two songs named Evil from this year. And then I also thought instantly of a third. Have you heard Aver's record yet?
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
Evil on that. That's my favorite song from Aver's. And I was like, how weird is it that there are three songs with the same song title from one year that are all completely different and completely great?
Yeah, I mean the Shovels and Rope song and the Fox song, they're sort of two sides of a coin, because that Fox song, we were talking about this during a break, it sounds so genteel and pretty, and it has such like a seedy underbelly to that song. It's such an angry song. And then you have Shovels and Rope, which is just sounds so grimy, and it takes the whole Everly Brothers close harmony thing Which they, you know, Everly Brothers sounds like very bright and,
yeah.
and consonant, and it takes that and it just makes it sound so grimy. I just love that album.
So I want to talk to you about 2014 music. Because most of the songs you picked from today were from this year, which I think is great. Because like I said earlier in the show, you have a deep appreciation for older music. You talk about it a lot, which I appreciate. Because I feel like a lot of times people who talk about music are very short-sighted, and they'll only talk about, you know, what's going on in the past 5 years, as opposed to, you know, something might have happened 20 years ago that's still relevant to this band happening today. But talk to me about music from this year. What are you really into?
You know, it's funny. I think somebody says this every year, but I heard somebody say that 2014 hasn't been a good year for music, and I started for the first time. I started keeping a list of all the new albums that I heard from start to finish, and before I came here, I was looking through it, and I just pulled it up on my phone, and just really incredible albums like Sturgill Simpson's Metal Modern Sounds and Country Music. I mean that album's just unbelievable. That Fox album that we heard a little while ago, the Shovels and Rope album. I love the I for the first time the other day I heard on I think it was an NPR first listen of the Tweety album.
Yeah, that's really good.
And it's 20 songs. I think it's an hour and 11 minutes, and it's fantastic. And I didn't know what I expect. I didn't know if because it's a side project, if maybe I had a little bit of a preconceived notion that maybe it was going to be, you know, songs that Wilco didn't want to do, but it's so not that, and it's a really, really great record. And you know, Hooray for the Riff Raff, their Small Town Heroes album is just fantastic. I think there's been a lot of great St. Vincent's album.
Oh yeah, St. Vincent's.
It's just unbelievable.
I think the problem with this year, because like if you had asked me, I don't know, like 3 or 4 months ago, what I thought about 2014 music, I would have told you it's not that good so far. But I think the problem is, like, last year for 2013, you know, by March, you had at least 5, maybe 10 albums that you knew were going to be in the top 10, top 20 at the end of the year. Whereas this year, we didn't have that. All the good stuff has literally come out in, like, the past. And I'm not saying there's nothing good from January, February, or March. Like, Dum Dum Girls was in January, and that was phenomenal. But, like, you know, all these bands that you're mentioning, like Sturgill Simpson, and most of the bands you're playing today, all of them were released albums, like, in the past 2-3 months. So it's like this pocket of music in like a short span of time that's making 2014 memorable.
Yeah, and it's a really personal experience too. I'm not sure when I can't remember when that Landlady album came out, but I just had such a strong personal reaction to that, and getting to see them live and getting to talk to them, and it became something bigger than it was before. And so I think it just sort of, you can, you know, an album can come out in January and you see that band in November, and all of a sudden that's your favorite album of the whole year, even though maybe you hadn't been listening to it that much.
So where do you find new music? Because I, like, for me, it's hard sometimes, because like I'll go to a blog that I really like, but then after a while, you know, they start to pigeonhole and I only get a certain type of music from them. Then I got to find something new.
Yeah, I mean, I read Pitchfork reviews every morning, just because that's you know, the editor in chief there, Mark Richardson, his writing is some of my favorite music writing out there, and when he posts to his Tumblr about the process of writing, you know, I find that really valuable in terms of wanting to make my writing better. And so I have a lot of respect for what they do, whether or not I agree with all those reviews. But you know, I get a lot of stuff from there, and really I think one of the best places to find new music is what other musicians are talking about. Because you know, if let's say you follow somebody on Spotify, you see what they're listening to, and I mean, I think I owe a huge debt to Matthew White, because you know, I'll see that he's listening to Stevie Wonder or something like that. And that started me listening to Stevie Wonder, and me listening to Stevie Wonder started me listening to Otis Redding, and it just sort of took a path that way. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm at Plan 9 buying Soul Records and learning about all this new stuff. And you know, whether if it's not Spotify, it's, you know, seeing what other bands are touring, who they're touring with. And that band Sylvan Esso, they did a tour with a guy named Dana Bowie, who's in the band Akron Family, and he's just fantastic. And then Landlady did a tour with, I think it's, they might be on the tour right now with Sylvanesso. And so you find these little pockets of relationships with bands, and you know, I think musicians themselves are one of the best sources.
Cool. I mean, I completely agree too, especially on that Matthew E. White thing. I think more people should pay attention to what the artists they like listen to. Because I mean, I've always loved doo-wop, but finding out that the Ramones were heavily, heavily influenced by doo-wop and 50s rock and roll really makes their music different and got me started on a bunch of new doo-wop musicians and stuff like that too. And you'd be surprised what people listen to. You would. It'd drive you nuts.
Yeah, I've heard people say when that functionality in Spotify came out where you could see what the people you follow were listening to, I think a lot of people were weirded out by it. I had friends who were like, I do not want you to see the stuff that I listen to, you know, like, you know, in the middle of the night on a Saturday night. But I think it's neat. I'm a firm believer that there's no such thing as a real guilty pleasure. If you like something, you just like it.
Yep.
And I love seeing what other people are listening to and learning from that.
Well, let's hear a song from 2014 now. This is a California singer-songwriter, Blake Mills. He had an album out this year, Hi Ho, which is, I haven't heard it yet, but I've heard nothing but great things.
Outstanding. It's got Fiona Apple on two songs. It's incredible.
But this is If I'm Unworthy, excuse me, and you're listening to WDCE 90.1 FM. Thank you.
long enough. I'll wrap you in my arms, babe. See if they're strong enough. What if I'm unworthy of the power I own over you? What if I'm unworthy of the power I own over you? What if I'm unworthy of the power I own?
You're listening to Sound Gaze. Here's your host, Doug Nunnally.
Still here with Davy Jones from You Hear That. Davy, you've got a wife, you've got a new baby. I wanted to talk to you about, you know, music with your family. Like, let's talk about your wife. Like, what does she think about all the bands that you listen to?
I think we have pretty similar music tastes. I'm one of the very first things that I knew about my wife is that she liked the band. She went to the University of Richmond too, and I went over to a friend's apartment, and they were watching the DVD of The Last Waltz, and I just thought that was the coolest thing, and thought it was also cool that I think it was a couple days after that she made awesome oatmeal chocolate chip cookies for us. So that was that was like the second thing that I knew. But yeah, I mean, we music is a really big part of our life, and our musical tastes tend to line up.
What is the one artist though that like you love and she will not listen to?
Well, when she's out of town, the Neil Young records come out and the Bob Dylan records come out. But it's funny because, you know, that Bob Dylan is such a sticking point because, you know, that's where the band came from, you know, being Bob Dylan's backing band. And, you know, I have all these records in our house that are Bob Dylan and the band. But they tend to collect dust a little bit more than
I mean, I mean, my wife's over there right now and I'm sure she's making eyes thinking like what I listen to. And I know there's plenty of bands that she like, because we do line up and we do love seeing a lot of the same bands, but there are other bands where she's just like, what are you listening to?
Yeah, no, it's funny. But I mean, a lot of the news, I think newer stuff, we're both huge fans of Beyonce, and we play that
the last
album that came out at the end of last year. We play that constantly. We were I can tell you that we were listening to Halo this morning at like 5 a.m. when she was feeding the baby. I had Halo going on my phone. So,
real quick, cause I want to get into the next song cause it's phenomenal. But what is the one artist that you would hate if like, let's say, cause you just have a new baby, let's say 15 years from now, they come and there's like, I love this person or this band. What would just break your heart?
If my daughter liked them?
Yeah.
Whew. That's a tough question. I don't know. I think it'll just be interesting to see like how her musical tastes evolve. Because you know, you have a baby, and I'm like, I have this thought in my head that I'm gonna play all this awesome music for her, and she's gonna grow up with this great musical taste, and she's gonna have an appreciation for older stuff, and she's gonna like new stuff too. But the thing that I have to remember is she's gonna be her own person, and mm-hmm. Her taste might. She might be just the biggest. I love classic country. I don't listen to a ton of popular country. She might be the biggest, you know, contemporary pop country fan in the world. And if that happens, I will probably start listening to those albums a whole lot, so I can go to concerts with her. So we'll see what happens.
Well, we've got one track that I'd be interested to know in 10 years if she appreciates. It's back from 1973. It's actually probably one of the most sampled songs in hip hop history.
I have an app on my phone called Who Sampled, and it says it's been sampled 301 times.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy. I mean you'll most likely recognize the song as the Sugar Hill Gang version, but everybody does sample it. But this is by the Incredible Bongo Band from the 1973. 73 album.
This goes out to my daughter because we were dancing around the room to it the other day.
It's from the album Bongo Rock. This is Apache on WDCE 90.1 FM. Just heard RVA musician Todd Harrington with Leland's awesome Casio jam from his Kickstarter album from this year entitled Things. Coming to the end with Davey on the show. Davey, it was a blast, man.
Thanks so much for having me.
No problem, man. You got some great insight on music, which I really appreciate. I mean, it comes through in your writing, but definitely talking to you face to face, it definitely really comes through, and your playlist is extremely diverse in the best way possible.
Awesome, thank you very much.
We got one more song from him. It's a Kentucky country singer who's making a lot of waves with his album Meta Modern Sounds and Country Music that just came out. This is Sturgill Simpson, and this is the song Living the Dream on WDCE 90.1 FM.
Time and time again, Lord, I've been going through the motions. It's a means to an end, it don't seem to me. Walking around, living the dream, anytime I take a notion. Till the truth comes bubbling up so bittersweet. There's no point getting out of bed. I can make it a big old pot of coffee when you ain't got no cream. I don't need to change my strings, cause the dirt don't hurt the way I sing. Oh, I don't have to do a goddamn thing, sit around and wait to die. Well, I've been waiting on an angel waitress, come and take my order. Tell me all about the special day. Staring at a puddle of mud in my spoon, and putting me much border. Open them circles on the paper, don't call back, telling me to start. That old man upstairs, oh, wears a crooked smile, staring down on the chaos he's created. He said, son, if you ain't having fun, just wait a little while. Mama's gonna wash it all away. She thinks mercy is overrated. Oh,
got no train. I don't need to change my strings, cause the dirt don't hurt the way I sing. Oh, and I don't have to do a goddamn thing, set her in a wedding band. Oh, I don't have to do a goddamn thing, set her in a wedding band.
Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
How long till you leave it? You should know that we're alone this time. Keep yourself a secret. You should know that I will sell you a future you don't want, like I did last time. I won't go slow. All the things you tell yourself offer no resolution. You know that this will break us, but you push us far as we can go. Taking every chance to find solutions that never make anyone happy. We are done this time. You don't owe me. Take a final look at me.
That was Girlpool with their new single Jane, very Bikini Kill-esque. Before that was Malaysian singer Yuna with Remember My Name from 2012's album Yuna. And before that was Churches with Lungs from The Bones of What You Believe. Thanks again to Davey Jones from You Hear That for coming on, talking for a while. Again, his website is youhearthat.wordpress.com. Fantastic music blog, the best one in town. I got to get out of here, but we got one more song later today, actually. If you want, the show will be up for download on sound-gaze.com. Again, that's sound-gaze.com. For now, though, here's English band Biffy Clyro with Different People.
Baby, when you hold me, I can feel so trying to console me, your chance has long gone, so baby won't you take my hand, so we can do what the others can, we are tonight, we are alive tonight. I am going home forever and evermore. No, I was never born, and there's no such thing as home. Inspirational conversations.